Three blessed sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about finding faults in others. You know, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the perfect example for us. He is a role model for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a personality of the best character. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is a personality whom Muslims look up to. His eating, his teaching, his drinking, his sitting, his standing, each and everything is actually an example for us. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam lived a life and set it as an example for us to follow. So looking at the advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, three great advices of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about finding faults in people, that what sort of a discouraged act it is. Allahu Akbar, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, the person who discloses the faults of a Muslim in this world, the person who lets out the secrets, the person who reveals out the hidden faults of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that person's faults up to this extent that that person will be humiliated in his own home. Allahu Akbar. Another narration about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, the one who removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall remove a difficulty from him. And the person who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall conceal that person's faults. Allahu Akbar, help a person, Allah will help you. Remove a difficulty, Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah. In fact, another wonderful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, the person who conceals and hides the faults of a believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall grant him entry into paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. It may sometimes be hard upon our inner self that if we have found a fault in someone, we can't, you know, just relax and, you know, sit down. We want to let it out to someone. You know what happened? You know this happened? You know that happened? No. If we just make sabr, what have we got to lose? We just have to lose a bit on the aspect of temporary fun. But what do we get in return? We attain Jannah in return. We attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah shall hide our faults. We are, you know, sinners. Imagine if our faults are disclosed on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall hide our faults. We make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us, you know, among those people who have respect on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shade of his throne on the day of judgment. These few sacrifices in this life shall turn out to be of great means for us on the day of judgment.